We are now well and truly in the midst of the final sitting week of the year in federal parliament. Environment Minister Murray Watt says he's still confident Labor will secure a passage of historic changes to Australia's environmental laws. But a passage through the Senate is not yet assured, with the government yet to lock in a deal with the Coalition or the Greens. Tammy Tyrrell is Independent Senator for Tasmania and joins me now. Senator, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Sally. Hope you're going well.
I'm going well, thank you. What do you make of the bill in its current form?
It feels like it's being rushed through and we're not allowing it to breathe and grow in the way that it should. So that concerns me. I think we should stop the rush, wait for the inquiry to be finished next year in March and ensure that it's analysed and looked at in the detail that it requires, because there's a few pieces to the puzzle and they're all huge pieces of legislation. And if we don't get it right in the first instance, we're going to be spending time putting band-aids all over it if and when it gets passed.
Have senators had enough time to properly consider it?
I don't think so. It's going to have huge impacts across Australia as a whole and could have huge impacts in my home state. And I don't want to make us rush through this. It's like baking a cake. You don't want to eat the cake before you get to the decorating stage. Everybody wants the whipped cream and the sprinkles and the icing on top. We shouldn't be rushing through it and making mistakes that are going to impact on rural Australia. And it's rural Australia that's going to pay for it. And last time I looked, Tasmania is rural and regional as it gets.
Environment Minister Murray Watt says he's willing to make further compromises to get the bill through, including further protections for native forest logging. Does that go far enough in terms of environmental protection?
I think the country knows that forestry for Tasmania is a reasonable income maker. People work in that industry, and I've got family that work in the industry as well. They are trying to segue into a cleaner and greener model, and we should allow them the opportunity to transfer into those practices. And the EPBC Act can help them do that. But we need to listen to the experts, and we can't just make fly-by-night decisions in a rush that are going to impact Tasmanian people and the money that supports their families and industry that supports our state for such a very, very long time. We can't rush these things. We need a no-worse-off model, and we need to be able to transition to a good-paid and rewarding, more climate-friendly EPBC.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm joined by Independent Senator for Tasmania, Tammy Tyrrell. Senator, turning to another matter, you're in the chamber yesterday. What did you make of Pauline Hanson once again entering the Senate dressed in a burqa?
It's like deja vu, Groundhog Day. She seems to be a one-trick pony. If she doesn't get her way, Senator Hanson prances out of the Senate chamber and then does these ridiculous theatrics. It's disrespectful to the parliament, it's disrespectful to the Senate, it's disrespectful to the Constitution. I don't understand why such childish antics are acceptable to somebody who says that they are believing law, legislation, doing things the right way. And that's why I opposed her ban the burqa introduction of a bill, because I don't believe she's been respectful to Australians.
And just briefly, in your home state of Tasmania, the final vote on the proposed and contentious Macquarie Port Stadium in Hobart is just a couple of weeks away, days away, in Tasmania's upper house. You vocally opposed the stadium, but both major parties in Tasmania support the proposal. Is it inevitable now that this stadium's going to go ahead?
Never say never. And the people who are trying to push a grown-up point of view in that we can't afford it, we don't have the money for it, and that we're putting the state of Tasmania even more and more in debt for something that's not going to be built or profitable, like my great-grandchildren, if I ever get any, may not see a stadium built because it's not going to be easy and it's not going to go up quickly. Look, I still hold out hope that the upper house in Tasmania will turn down the proposal, but we'll wait and see. I know that there's another no stadium rally up on the northwest coast this week. So if you believe in the cause, go out and support them. Be vocal to your local politician. because the pro-stadium people in Tasmania, they can get quite nasty. And the point that I'm trying to make is be more kind to each other, let people have a differing opinion. Just because you don't agree doesn't mean that the other person's point of view isn't right.
Tammy Tyrrell, thank you for your time this morning.
No, thank you. Have a good day.